Officer Brayton Long, a member of the Haynesboro Police Department for about 6 months, handed in his resignation last week. Borough administration did not give details on why Long is leaving the force. The police department in Haynes has taken another hit. With Officer Long's resignation, the unit is again down to three: Interim Chief Josh Dryden, Officer Chris Brown, the newest hire, and Officer Jordan Welsh, who was hired as a temporary fill-in until the department is fully staffed. Interim Borough Manager Brad Ryan says Long wants to pursue other things, but was unsure if he'll stay in town.
Sorry to see him go. He's a good guy, and other than that, I mean, I hope he's making the right decision for himself.
According to Ryan, Officer Welch, who is on loan from Hoonah, will stick around for the summer. The police department will continue looking for qualified officers.
They kind of have an ongoing call, so if someone comes along that's really desirable, they'll pursue it. So I don't know that we're going to make any extra effort right now, other than if someone came up that was really highly qualified and wanted to come, and just kind of wait until the new chief's in town.
Ryan wouldn't comment on whether Long's resignation is a result of a couple of incidents that have drawn negative attention. In January, Long accidentally shot himself in the wrist during a training exercise. He made a full recovery and was back on the job soon after the accident. Long told KHNS in an interview in January that he wasn't going to let his accident affect his desire to continue to serve the public.
I'm fully confident in my abilities to do my duties, and I've talked to Sergeant Dryden, and he's fully confident in my ability to pursue my duties.
Last week, the Chilkat Valley News reported that Long was involved in an incident on Small Tracks Road, which led to guns being drawn on residents by both Long and Alaska State Trooper Drew Neeson. Long and Neeson were called to the area after the department received a complaint of gunshots. According to the Haynes police blotter, Long and Neeson, quote, made contact with the individuals who were shooting, end quote, and gave them a verbal warning. Interim Chief Dryden told the CVN he did not believe that Long violated any policy or procedure. Prior to that, Long applied for a job as Haynes police chief. He made the list of 10 finalists, but did not make it to the top three. This weekend, the finalists in that search will be in Haynes for interviews and to meet the public. Long was hired in November and served as an officer in Skagway for 5 years before that. He said in December, just over a month after arriving, that because he has friends and family in Haynes and he grew up here, he was going to stick around for a long time. A call to Officer Long was not returned by press time. Reporting in Haynes, I'm Jillian Rogers.